It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1999, recorded Thursday, August 1st, 2024. A piece of cap. On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggity has two more gadgets from Sweet Sweet, also another gadget from the gift guide. I also have a new crappy corner theme, all next on the GizWiz.
It's the same old show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! And here he is. Not your meteorologist, your gadgetologist, Dick DiBartolo. What's the forecast have this next week?
Wow, let's see. It is more batteries and less charging.
Batteries, okay, okay.
Yeah,
keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. I wore this on Fizz last night. Do you know what this is? Let me stand up.
Retropolis?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I bought something on Woot.
And that's what it is?
Well, they sent me an email and it said, because you bought something on Woot, you can have a free t-shirt.
Oh.
So I just looked through and I thought, oh, I like the diet. I like the thing on that. And Chad will definitely know
what it is. Definitely know it. No, I don't. I don't even know if that's a. So what Woot does a lot is they just make up their own. I remember.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably not even a retro. That might just be Retropolis.
Okay.
I googled it.
Oh, yeah, I do too. Next week.
Next week is episode 2000. We are gearing up for a fun time.
We're going to play show number one.
We are. We're going to play in its entirety because it was really short.
Yeah. Well, we're going to play part of it. It was 7 minutes. We're going to play like 3 minutes of it.
Yeah. And we're also asking for people to send in videos. Just honestly, just say hello. Say anything you want around 60 seconds. Mail it on over to us. mail@gizwiz.tv. Episode 2000 will be fun. Looking forward to it. We've already been reaching out some old friends, and it's going to be a good one. I can't believe this is looking at the date or at this episode 1999.
Yeah,
pretty cool. I love
pretty amazing. Oh, Scooter X has found the secret of Retropolis.
Oh, the secret of Retropolis. I think this might just be another thing, but this is on Steam. Steam is a video game
store. Oh, okay.
The secret of a Retropolis. Look, it's even a VR game. I did see in the chat, they said it's probably a take on
Metropolis?
Metropolis, which is a classic movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Metropolis. Anyway, definitely, if you are a fan of the GizWiz, send in a little video saying hello, saying hi. Send it in now. Don't send it in ASAP because I want to maybe work on it a bit, maybe massage, maybe edit. We don't know yet. So send it in now.
And something else you could do, you could just say, hey, look, I bought this.
Yes.
And I'm still using it. Or, hey, look in my trash bin. You said you liked that. I hated it. Little quickie things. Anything up to a minute. Okay.
Yes.
Quickie things.
Yes. Anything happened this last week for you?
Boy.
Update the folks on that?
No, it's just, it's 88 here right now. It's just
miserable.
Yucky.
Yes.
Just absolutely yucky.
Yeah. The summer is, it's summertime, but it gets hot.
This is one of the worst, I tell you. It is.
I mean, yeah. Any Fios update?
Other than no, they have not been back since they were in the yard looking around.
Dang it.
So I'm hoping that one day soon I get a email from Verizon saying, guess what? You can get Fios.
Yeah, I think you're going to be the first one signed up. I think it's going to be like a midnight release party for you. You're going to sign up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the big buildings around here have had it for years, but not the little five-story buildings like this.
Not the brownstones.
Not the brownstones. Anyway, should we just jump into stuff?
Let's jump in. Yeah, let's do it.
This is from Sweet Sweet, a toy event, and from Thames and Cosmos.
Things in Cosmos always has interesting stuff. You know, water pistols are a big thing. Where you have never seen a water pistol like they have come up with. And Court is going to show us. Well, this is what it starts out with, right?
Yes. So it starts out with, in pieces, it's about 180 pieces and you build it yourself. And once you do, it can be a sword, it can be a grabber, or most importantly, it can be a water gun.
Pew, pew, pew.
That, about how long do you think it would take somebody to build that?
About an hour and a half to 2.5 hours.
Oh,
not
okay.
Too long.
No,
yeah.
Okay. And what does it retail for?
It is going to retail for, do you mind if I check it really quick?
And while she does that, we'll see their Gecko Run, which they have here. And then we have this guy. I'm not quite sure what you do with. Oh, maybe. Wait a minute. We're playing all by ourselves. Oh, no.
And you don't want to have a ball bearing loose. So Dennis is following it with the camera.
That's okay.
This is real playtime happening.
Yes, this is a
so
real
thing. The thing I was
game.
Playing with while Court was getting the price is called Gecko Run. And what does this do?
So Gecko Run is a vertical marble run system. And the neat thing is it will stick to any flat, smooth surface. So these are little micro pads have suction on them. So even if it gets on the floor, gets on the table, it'll go right back on and right back off. So cabinets, windows, appliances, furniture, as long as it's flat and smooth.
It's great fun. Can I put it in here?
Yeah.
And then,
we got a little hands on it today, so it might have.
Yeah, they need to work on that one a little bit.
That's the fun of it. It's problem solving and getting it to work just right.
Okay, and the price of this kit?
So the starter is going to be $34.95, and then there's 4 expansions.
Okay, that's great.
You can also get the deluxe starter set, which is going to have the expansions in it.
Super, a lot of fun stuff from Thames and Cosmos. We have a lot of fun here.
That is really cool. I like both of those.
Well, the whole idea of their games are no batteries, no Bluetooth. It's learning about, you know, like with the water gun, you learn about what a piston does and the grab is there. So you can turn that one device into a grabbing device. They do make fun stuff. And Gecko Run, they have
their videos.
An hour and a half. You got to be pretty good if you could do that in an hour and a half.
It's like maybe after you've already gone through the schooling, you know. After you already have the degree, it'll only take an hour and a half.
Yeah, after you work for the company for a year.
Yes, exactly. That is so funny. Yeah, it looks like absolutely insane, and then you can build all of that.
And do it three, you know, make it do three different things. I think that's very clever.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And then the marble game. This is like one of those Rube Goldberg machines.
Yes, exactly. So the theme is that instead of having tons of plastic tubes that you'll have some, but with the suction cups, you can make anything in your house part of the game that the marble will run across or run under. And yeah, it's kind of inventive.
I really like that it can kind of just be any flat surface at all.
Yes.
Because you've got to have a flat surface somewhere in the house. I mean, there's got to be a door or like, you know, a mirror, something.
A wall. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can't have a whole house without a flat surface. Kids are going to find a place to play with it. That's great. It looks very well made, too. I think that's...
Their stuff is very nice.
Yeah. Oh, look at these expansions that also have, like, crazy...
Yeah.
I see. So you get, like, really interesting additions with the expansions, like...
Yeah, I think it's a very clever idea. Oh, yeah, the spinner.
And then there's that, just to see the price on that. That's great.
Yeah,
that's
really cool. They're both available now.
That is neat. Thames and Cosmos. I like seeing their stuff. We've seen them a lot. That's great.
Okay. Moving on to a company that I found last year that makes great stuff for electric vehicles for kids at a reasonable price, and here's their latest.
It's the Fury from Droid.
The Fury!
You don't have to look at a photo because ta-da, it's here.
Wow!
So tell me about this.
Yeah, so the Droid is an electric ATV for ages 6 and up.
Okay.
Yep. It has two speed settings for those kids who want to go a little bit slower at 10 miles per hour. If you want to go faster, 15 miles per hour.
That's good.
So the key for that is actually on the side. If you want to turn it on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, lights up
a
right here.
A lot of lights.
Yep. The front also lights up as well. You can see the headlights.
You have headlights?
Yep, it also has headlights too.
Oh, wow. Okay, lighting up here.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's a simple throttle control and just goes. It goes pretty quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, because the kids absolutely want that. Rugged tires. It's made for the outdoors. Yeah, it's basically an adventure.
What is the weight limit for that?
So this weight limit is, let me see, it's 150 pounds.
150 pounds, yeah,
150
okay.
Pounds. Yep.
And is this out now?
Yes, it's out now.
Okay, yeah. And I remember last year, your prices are very reasonable.
Yes.
And how much is this?
Still reasonable at $599.
$599
yeah.
Is really amazing.
Yeah, $599. Comes in three colors, the red one right here, and then blue and green as well.
Wow, I think it's great.
Yeah.
If we can't get a cab, we're coming back.
That is so funny. This looks like...
This is more like a Chad dream sequence.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Like, I can't even tell. Is this a toy? Because it looks...
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like in a middle ground between toy and actual off-road.
Exactly. It's a kid 6 up and non-puncture tires and suspension, foot pedal accelerator. It's a two-wheel drive. The rear two tires are the driving wheels. Yeah, tubeless tires.
I love this. Honestly, yeah. I think I love the speed change that you can set it to a max.
Yes, exactly. The parent can set and reverse.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is like, okay, like Hot Wheels or the other one, the bigger motorized, whatever those are. Those are made for like a neighborhood. This is for the kids who are out in the country and like, they don't have sidewalks, okay? We need dirt trails. Exactly. You know, they got one of the big wheels. That's what they are. Big wheels for the country folk. I like it. I think this is
cool. Michael, I can tell you. Let me just look here. Runtime is 45 minutes to an hour, with a range of 8 to 10 miles.
Oh yeah.
On the battery.
Yeah, that's about my range too. Yeah, that's where I about stop. Also, this is really. A neat thing. Obviously, it's expensive, but
You
know, it's kind of a crazy little thing. I like it.
And I checked online everywhere it says out of stock, but it's just because it's new and it hasn't arrived yet at every venue, all the vendors.
Yes, yes.
But
yeah, so. That is so fun. That is cool. Yeah. I like that. A four-wheel ATV for kids.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah. Now okay. From the gift show, something you might be interested in.
Oh, okay.
And here it is.
I am holding Air Up.
Air Up.
Actually, I'm holding Air Up, but I have no idea what Air Up is. But Isabel said she will explain it.
Hey, okay. How are you?
I'm good. So,
Air Up uses scent-based technology. Essentially, all you have to do is pick your flavor choice of pod, place the pod right here on top, pull it up to activate it, and you're ready to go. You just start drinking it. So,
am I drinking a flavored water then?
So, no, this is not a flavored water. It's just all through your scent. 80% of your taste is derived from your smell. So, you're smelling it while you're drinking it, which tricks your brain into thinking, I'm tasting a certain flavor of water. There's no allergens, no additives, no sugar, and all scent.
Oh my God. Now, how long will the pod last?
So the pod will last for approximately 10 usages.
Okay.
The pod pack will last for around 1.3 gallons of water.
Okay.
It's particularly popular among parents who are really struggling to get their kids to be drinking water on a day-to-day basis. Their kids would much rather have, you know, a sugary drink. But in order to stay hydrated through these particularly very hot times, we recommend water as the number one solution for that.
Okay. Now, could you change pods midstream? Like,
absolutely.
You can. Okay.
You can change pods.
Okay.
You can change pods as easily as...
Oh, I see.
You pop it right off.
Oh.
Say, I want watermelon now. Just put the watermelon on, and then you can return to this anytime you want.
Anytime. All right, now tell me the price point and when it's available and where.
So the starting price is $40. You will get an Air Up water bottle and a package. These packages have three pods in them. So
okay.
This will last you about 1.3 gallons.
Okay.
So that's the starting price, and it's available on the Air Up website, as well as we just recently launched on Amazon.
On Amazon. They said, why don't we give you one to try when you're doing your broadcast, so I will do that.
I'm back in the studio.
I'm so curious.
The Air Up that I got at the show. Hey, Air Up friend. Quick thought, guy. You ever think you think a water bottle would be so complicated? I keep saying it's not a water bottle.
That is so true. A quick start guide for a bottle.
It is a water bottle, but it's a water bottle with technology.
Air technology.
Okay. And I guess it doesn't... They gave me some flavor. Peach.
Peach.
The strawberry lemongrass. Watermelon, okay, and I believe there are three pods in here, okay, 1, 2, 3, and I think I have to fill it with water first. You know, wonder if I could use one of my cake cups and have coffee flavored water. Probably not. Fill it with sparkling water. You know, I do not like the taste of water.
Well, let's see. Does it taste any different?
I rarely drink plain water. I have to put drops of... I have to do something with it, okay? So now I'm going to open a pod.
The minimum is lemon. I don't like water.
And then...
I'm so curious what you think, then. If the smell is so strong that it really makes you feel like
flavor pod is in place, okay? And down is off, all right? Now, you're not flavoring the water, okay? The flavor is in the pod, which
is just the
scent, okay? So it doesn't add anything to the water. That's why you can turn the flavor on and off by raising or lowering the little pod.
Don't forget to breathe while you're drinking.
Yes. And it aerates the water a bit.
I do taste the peach, but it's not like a tremendous taste.
So it does work. It comes with a kind of a neat little cap here. Okay. And easy to carry.
Huh.
Yeah,
all right.
I have questions, but maybe I'll wait till the now it's time. So the flavored air, the smelly air, is it just on the top of the cap, or does it actually get injected into the water
It's only on the top of the cap because the pod is isolated from the water. The straw comes up through the pod.
I see.
Water never touches the pod.
At all. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So
for some reason, I thought there was some way that it was getting some water mixed
in. That's what I thought. That's what I said to her. Did it flavor the water? And she said, no, you're just drinking.
Like, I still get that it wouldn't flavor the water, and it would only flavor the air, but maybe the air was there, but it's just a water bottle with a way to keep the thing on top.
As I said, you smell peach, and you can think you're drinking a very lightly flavored peach. The thing I did find is that if you leave the whole container in the refrigerator overnight, the peach smell is not as much because the pod has gotten cold.
I see.
The thing is, I don't drink enough water that I would even drink what was in there. I drank half of it and saved the other half for the next day.
This is a really hard product to take seriously. Yeah,
I think the problem is also the price.
Wait, $40? What? For a bottle? Yeah. I'm sorry, it needs to be around $20, and then the refills need to be around like a dollar or two.
I think it's going to be. Captain Dre said this company should file for bankruptcy today.
You know, the chat was saying like I prefer Mio's because you know it's not a lot of extra. It's mostly
water. What is Mio's?
This is a product that you can buy from most of the grocery stores, and it's small. It's like an ounce and a half, but it's super concentrated flavoring, and so you squirt.
You actually put it in.
Into the water, so it does, and you can use any bottle because you just squirt it in. And it adds a bit of flavoring, no calories, and some of them have, you know, caffeine and minerals and vitamins and that sort of thing. So you get that benefit as well. The only thing that I could possibly imagine someone being so excited about this gadget, the Air Up gadget, is if their child is literally allergic to everything. Like, if they're allergic, to food, and it's like, you can have water, and let's make this water experience better. Like, that's really the only possible thing that I can think of. Or if you were just hated additives. I guess if you just absolutely needed only water and it was just too unbearable, so you needed a smell. It's just a hard gadget to kind of get behind.
Also, to make it waterproof, the cap has a lot of threads for the screw on, and I'm thinking, and the cap comes off. Which
you're saying that the $50 bottle is not that convenient? That's ridiculous.
That's pretty much, yes.
That's ridiculous because I buy the Owala bottle from Walmart for, you know, $15, and it's super convenient. It has an auto release cap. Its cap has a straw and a chug option. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Oh, wait a minute here. Mossworm.
Oh, these are just.
These are things you actually put in water.
Interesting. Super interesting concept. I feel like the concept could have legs. Also, another thing. Sorry to keep piling on this. A gallon and a half of water is not enough water. I go through that in a day, and I do not want to be switching those things out like every day. I don't want to be. That's way too little. That needs to go through at least 5 gallons, in my mind.
How come Scooter X has not found this for $7?
I think it's because it's so expensive. Is because they are the only ones doing it. I think.
Maybe.
I think this is proprietary. No one else is doing it. And it just seems Stephen Rondo has a good point. It's wasteful too. It's just a smell. I don't know. I'm not a fan of this gadget. No. With that, anything else to say?
Let's move into... I'm excited. Excited to get to
the crappiness.
Crappy corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. Here were the options for the theme this month. I guess I should explain. If you're new, Crappy Corner has a theme every month, and we asked the patrons what theme it should be. They chose between these three options. Time gadgets, from clocks and alarms to timers. Anyway, time gadgets.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Go ahead. Yeah.
Gadgets for your feet. So, either shoelace replacements, maybe shoe umbrellas, I don't know, high-tech sandals, that type of thing. Something, it has to go around your foot or beyond your foot or for your feet. Okay. And then the last one was hot dog gadgets. It must work with a hot dog. Either serve them, cook them, cut them up, whatever. There's actually a lot of hot dog gadgets out there, but hot dog gadgets was the last one. So between
I almost think for fun, people might have picked hot dog gadgets.
Maybe. Okay. Honestly, I was in a rush today and I asked Josh what the winner was. I didn't even actually look at the responses because I was in a rush today. So I know the winner. The winner is actually time gadgets. Second place was hot dog gadgets at 33%. That was actually pretty close to time gadgets. And then last place was gadgets for your feet. So time gadgets. And I have our first gadget here, and I recorded a video. So let's take a look.
Hey, Diggity. So as you know, the current theme is time-related gadgets, clocks and alarms and that sort of thing. Well, I have actually been, I'm really glad that this is the category because I've been spying a gadget that has been on my mind that I wanted to test out for the show, but really didn't have an excuse to buy it. And it is this, the Walgreens talking pill reminder cap, okay? It talks. It's a talking medicine cap. On the front, it has like a little timer button and then also an audio button. So honestly, just based off of the packaging alone, I really feel like I don't know enough about this gadget. It says on the back, adjustable alarm interval between doses, includes voice prompts for assistance, and then and talks about the batteries, three AG13 cells. So let's get this open. I do want to read through all the instructions to make sure I understand every function of the gadget, and then we'll be right back. Okay, I have it out of the packaging, and honestly, I'm shocked by a few things before we get into it. First off, the instructions, not sure if you can see this, they're in Braille. Luckily, the other side has it in readable, you know, I don't know Braille, you know, that would have been a problem. But the instructions actually are Braille, which is the first time in my entire life that I've ever seen that. I think that's really, really cool. Instructions are really, really easy. The other thing that is popping out to me is I assumed that this would be a threaded cap that would go onto the top of a prescription. I was wrong. I had no idea. I was completely wrong. Look at this. It's nothing. Nothing on the other side. And they give you three stickies so that you can just attach it to the top of whatever pill container you have. I went around my house. I put name tags on all of them just to not show off my information. But I went around the house and found three different sized pill containers. Honestly, I didn't even need to, okay? It's as simple as a 3M sticky. There's this cutout for, I assume, the speaker on the other side.
Yeah,
and then you would just attach that to your pill cap. This cap does not really have a great spot to put the adhesive. So we'll experiment with that. I have it turned on and powered on. You can see it working there. The first thing is that I think that the batteries are so it did have, you know, a little like pull tab to make sure the batteries were fresh, but I don't think these batteries are very fresh. first thing, you can see the timer and the audio button. If you click and hold this for 3 seconds, it will, well, I already did set the timer, so I don't know if I'm, there we go. So I can barely hear on the other side of this. I'm going to try to put this up to the speaker.
24 hours.
So it will, it actually speaks as it's doing stuff, but whenever I hit the audio button, it kind of like, it kind of breaks. It kind of, it looks like it loses power. So I'm going to see if I can, I don't know if I have these batteries. There are three of these tiny little button cell batteries.
Oh yeah.
Let's, oh my gosh. When I pulled them out, I didn't notice this. They're corroded. Look at this. This is absolutely insane. Look at these little button batteries. Corroded.
Corroded.
Let's see if I have replacements. That is such a huge disappointment. I don't have replacements. These are too weird of batteries. I do have one replacement of a 303 battery, and this looks the closest, but I need three of them, so I'm out of luck there. That's super disappointing, and obviously now I know what my review of the gadget is. Don't get it. That being said, let me just talk through some of the how you would actually use it if the batteries work. So you click and hold the timer button, and after a few seconds, it'll say like what the timer is, and you click cycling through it, 2 hours, 4 hours. It has a whole bunch of different times, so 2, 4, 6, 8, 12, and 24. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to test out what the alarm sounds like, but an alarm would go off after the timer was done. And then the audio recording is literally just an audio recording. I was wondering if there was a way to like have it be the alarm, but no. Literally, it's just a dedicated audio button. Holding it for a long amount of time, it'll say audio recording started. You'll say your message. So assuming it would be something intelligible, like take 2 of these pills and then, that's it, or, take 3.5 in the morning and take 4 at night or whatever it is. So it's only just one message, and that gets, recorded onto that. And then you click it once without clicking and holding, and that will play the message. I do got to say that I'm really interested in, before we just completely throw this thing in the trash, cause, it's useless. let's test what it would be like to put one of these 3M stickies on it and then stick that. I see no issue. I see absolutely no issue with a traditional, pharmaceutical cap. This is a cap that was from my dogs. That's why it's like a blue bottle and there's pets on it. But also, once again, flat surface, no issue at all. I don't see an issue at all with that. This is the cap for the other bottle though, the Hims bottle. So this one, because it is basically empty on the middle, I wanted to see if we could get
That's
any type of adhesion around the edge of that. There we go. It actually feels pretty good. And then this would go onto the actual bottle. So this is what your bottle ends up looking like, because it's not actually replacing the cap. It just glues onto the top of the cap. And then the battery thing would just go inside of there. Okay. But that is the Walgreens Talking Pill Reminder Cap Modification. That you can pick up here at Walgreens. That about wraps up for the gadget. See y'all back in the studio.
It only cost $10, so it is inexpensive. Something I didn't see before, because I just went into the store. This has horrible ratings.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
It has really bad ratings. Yeah, I keep looking for a good, like, pill reminder gadget. Like, we did one where basically after you pulled the cap off, it had a little sensor to tell.
Yes, yes.
I like that one the best. I was really hoping this would give it a run for its money. But it didn't, and it's pretty crummy, as you can see. So, wouldn't recommend the talking pill reminder from Walgreens. It seems like there should be a solution, though. It seems like there should be a better solution, but there just isn't. There you go. You think you'd get this? I don't think I would.
No. You're right. The other cap was better that we did a couple of years ago.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And that one, it was automatic. That's what I liked about that one, is just when you pulled the cap off, it started the timer because it could tell that it was pulled off. I hate those pill sorters. The pill sorters, I guess if my biggest issue is I can't remember sometimes, okay, so it's Friday night. Did I take the pill or not yet? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Oh, you're right.
Did I, you know, and it's just this. I'm like, wait, did I do that already? I can't remember. And that's why I like just looking at the top and saying, oh, I opened this 15 minutes ago. Okay. I don't need to take it again. Okay, well, that is that. Well, look forward to the month of time, alarm, and clock gadgets.
That's a fun subject.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And with that, let's move on to the letter.
But first, the warehouse.
Oh my gosh, you're right! The Dick's Gadget Warehouse!
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play. In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Okay, so our... Warehouse video has a little backstory from Norris Hall, who says, my daughter, who lives next door, came bursting into the house carrying half a watermelon and shouting, I have something for that gadget podcast you're always watching.
Yes!
I said, a watermelon is not a gadget. And she said, no, it's not the watermelon. It's this. She held up a silver object. I said, is it Gizwiz worthy? She said, I think so.
Wow.
She showed me. I agree. She's too shy to appear on camera, but I do the demo while she describes it.
That's
so
great.
So here is Norris's video.
Hey, Dickie D and Chad. I have this little gadget here. It's called the 2-in-1 watermelon fork slicer thing.
I'm intrigued.
Anyway, it's on Amazon, and it's $12.99 for four.
Oh.
So, here's my daughter giving a demo using this lovely watermelon.
Ooh.
Oh, she doesn't talk. She just does the demo. Okay.
Look at that.
Slash it, then cut it.
This is a perfect Gizwiz gadget.
And then the other end is
the fork.
Well, anyway, there you go. That's a pretty cool gadget and inexpensive and nice looking. So if you're a watermelon lover or a melon lover in general, I think it would work. Thanks. Love the show.
That is so good.
That is so funny. Norris Hall, and he said, please, a shout out to Leslie Paul Wright for finding this gadget. My gosh, they're what, $250 each?
Yeah.
$260 each?
Absolutely. And if you're a family that likes watermelon.
This is a fun little gadget.
Just slice open a watermelon, stick it in front of everybody, give everyone a fork.
Yeah, that's a great, yes, yeah.
This is great. This is the perfect Gizwiz gadget. You clocked that. That was spot on. That is so, so funny. Look, it does all the melons.
All the melons.
Even mango.
Wow. What is that?
Dragon fruit. That's a dragon fruit, I think. I'm pretty sure that's dragon fruit. Watermelon's so good, they put it on here twice. One with a mint. Yeah, that is neat. That is really cool. So is this a wire? Oh no, it's just a thin metal thing.
A thin metal thing. Yeah.
That's cool.
I think it's pretty neat. Norris, I think that's great. So Norris, are you getting the magazine or is your daughter?
Well, you're gonna have to share it.
You have to share it. I'll autograph it to both of you. If you have a gadget, make a little video like Norris did. Just make sure we can see the gadget. You can do what he did. Get someone else to demo it while you talk about it. Make the video 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal format like Norris did. Just make sure we can see the gadget and hear your voice. And if we show it, we show 99% of everything we get. Send it, upload it to YouTube, and there's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted if you only want people with the URL to see it, and send the URL to us, mail@gizwiz.tv, and we could use one really soon. We have one more coming. We have one more in-house, but we're always looking for more videos. mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it now! With that, again, for the
now. Become the letters, your lovely
letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now. Now.
And as quite often, this is from Mo finding another gadget and asking, will you guys be getting this? Ooh. I don't quite understand this gadget, so let's take a peek.
Okay, so here it is, the space top? The space top. Hey. You know what's funny is I actually think I saw this at CES.
Okay, so is it your laptop and they supply the glasses?
I think this is the laptop.
And the glasses are built into the lid?
Yeah. You don't got a monitor. Carrying? You just got glasses.
I see. All right. So the screen, the glasses are the screen.
Like, instead of having, like, a peripheral and you, stick the glasses in, there is no screen and it's only glasses. All glasses, all the time.
So how do you type on it? Oh, you type on the keyboard.
The keyboard.
How much is it? Does it say?
It just says reserve. And we may not reserve. Get it. Oh, there it is. Oh, $2,000. Oh. That's all. That's just $2,000.
Whoa.
Here's the thing, is that they are competing with the Apple Vision Pro, in my mind. That is the competition to this gadget. Is the
and
Apple
how,
Vision
how much are the Apple glasses?
So that's $3,500. So you're still in for more. It's $1,500 less. The space top is $1,500 less. So that's good. But
it only does one thing.
It only does one thing. I don't know. So first off, every time I have tried, and I don't know about this one specifically because I really cannot remember if this was the exact brand that I tested, but I tested a product that looked so similar to that with the keyboard and everything. The field of view is horrible. Like, you think you know bad field of view when it comes to VR. This is like real bad. Like, this is like, this is the window that you get to see. And so as you move your glasses around, your augmented reality window is itty bitty. Once again, I don't know if that's how this works, but I've had that issue with almost all other augmented reality screen things.
Oh, okay.
The other thing is that this just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. You should have a full if this is what, for privacy? So that people can't see your screen, I guess? Or to have, I guess they're saying that you can have as much screen as you want?
This thing, a 100-inch screen.
Yeah, a 100-inch canvas. I don't like it. I don't like it. I like the For Your Eyes Only, but you get that with a VR headset. You get that. You don't need a dedicated. You don't. And then, I don't know. Now, and the whole keyboard thing, like, okay, that's nice. The Vision Pro doesn't have a keyboard. Go to Walmart and buy a $20 Bluetooth keyboard, and all of a sudden you have a keyboard for your Vision Pro. Like, the keyboard and stuff is not, that does not, anyway, I don't like it.
Yeah, me either. We're not buying it.
Well, I won't buy it. I have bought a Vision Pro, but I will not buy this.
But thank you, Mo. Yeah, it's a fun thing. It's a fun thing to look at.
It really looks from the future for sure. Especially that weird, like that bulge.
Yes.
And then the fact that it's just glasses looking back at you. It feels,
it's very funny. Yeah.
It feels like sci-fi for sure. Okay, well, thank you so much for that, Mo. I want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you guys so much for supporting our show. You guys are absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for your support. If you like our show, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz or our website, gizwiz.tv, and there's a Patreon tab at the top of the website. Once you click that, there's a big old banner that'll take you to Patreon, or a tiny little link that'll take you to our PayPal, where you can support via PayPal. If you want to watch the show live, we're live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. If there's ever a schedule change, it'll be at the top of the website. It'll be informed right there at the top of the website. But head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. At that time, you'll see the live stream. If you don't catch the live stream, all of our past episodes are there. So take a look at gizwiz.tv. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, the Sticky D's website, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you're ever needing a link back to a gadget, head on over to gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game online where you get to decide what this gadget, you get to know, you get to learn or make up what this gadget is. And this is obvious to me what this is. This is for those ziplining communities when they need to carry their groceries back home. They just put that on the zip line and then the grocery bag over here and a grocery bag over there and whew, they go home.
Wow.
Yeah.
If it's not that, you should invent it.
Yeah, exactly. These zipline communities are taking over. You can get from one place to another very fast on a zipline. Yeah.
Wow.
If you think you know what this is, get a guess in 12 Mad Magazines for funny, hilarious, and interesting answers. 6 Mad Magazines for correct and boring answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
For show 2000.
For show 2000! Send in your videos and hang out with us.
Yeah, I'll be here.